Calling all cars, calling all cars, from the Winnipeg Comedy Festival, it's the Debater! The Debaters, where arguments are won with funny, and with back now, here's your host, the constable of the confab, it's Sean Bajunder!
Manitoba. Welcome to the Debaters, the show where comedians go toe-to-toe debating topics in the news and on the minds of Canadians. Yes, these comedians are here to lay down the comedy law. They do it to entertain, but also to impress our live audience. That's right, that's you guys, because you guys pick the winners based on who you think delivers the best combination of laughs and logic. Are you up for it, Winnipeg? I think they are. Everyone else listening in Canada. Look, I know a lot of listeners are enjoying our show, and many have asked if transcripts are available. Indeed, they are. If you would like a transcript, all you got to do is just go to your computer right now and start typing very fast. All right, let's meet our first pair of debaters. You ready? Come on, Winnipeg. Okay. You've seen this comedian on CTV's Comedy Now and heard him on CBC's Madly Off in All Directions. Give some love to Mr. Rick Curry. Where is he? There he is. And this Winnipegger is a writer on This Hour, has 22 minutes, it says here. Yes, very popular television program. And he also starred with me on the CBC special Stand Up in Kandahar. It's Mr. Irwin Barker right here. We know. What's up, Irwin? Cocky swagger. What's up, Rick Curry? It's really good that you guys are back. You guys are both returning, correct?
Sean, yes.
All right, well, guys, listen. Your topic today is Winnipeg. Ah, yes. Yes, you heard of it. Should it be the capital of Canada? Huh? Winnipeg is, after all, the geographic center of the country, east to west. It is, you know, and it has a large French, English, and native population. Actually, Winnipeg is a native word meaning muddy waters, yeah, which would make it the only capital city named for a blues singer. And in case you're wondering, Rick, Ottawa means Kenny G.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
As the power of the West is rising in Canada, and Winnipeg is the geographic center of our country, be it resolved that Winnipeg should be the nation's capital. You are arguing for this, Irwin. You have 2 minutes, sir, starting now.
Okay. Just in the issue of fairness, I'm in Winnipeg. I'm from Winnipeg. I think we might as well just vote on it now. I think it's...
No, you gotta do the argument. Try it anyway. See what they say.
Debating it's about as useless as a federal government study, as far as I'm concerned. But well, there's two parts of it. First of all, does Ottawa deserve the job? No. People complain about Ottawa every time you hear the news, right? It's always, oh, Ottawa this, Ottawa's put a tax on income trusts, Ottawa's wasted taxpayers' money on the gun registry, Ottawa's ignored the needs of Western farmers. It's always Ottawa. Ask anyone in Canada what their biggest complaint is. Ottawa. So to me, the conclusion is Ottawa has screwed up completely. And it's doing a bad job of being Canada's capital. We can elect a new government. We can put anyone we want in there. The problem's still the same. It's Ottawa. My friends, it's time for a change, right?
Oh, nice.
So now the question is, who should take over the job as capital of Canada? And I know Winnipeg, we're thinking to ourselves, okay, well, we're already the center of break and enter and arson. Do we really want to add fraud and corruption to that list? You know? But I think we should. And I don't know if you know this, but there's a precedent already. Ottawa was not originally the capital of Canada. When Sir John A. Macdonald was prime minister, it was Kingston, and the government moved the capital further north because Kingston was right on the border with the United States, and there were concerns relating to the threat from American independence and Canadian loyalty to the British Commonwealth and so on. So there is a precedent. And hear me out. Now, if Quebec were ever to separate, Ottawa would be right on the new border. Okay? Now, no country in its right mind has its capital right on the border of another country.
Now, 17 seconds.
Quebec hasn't separated, but I say preemptive strike. Okay? And we move the capital now, and who knows, it might get Quebec to leave.
Got to stop you there, Erwin. Nice job. Well said. Thank you, Erwin. Now taking the opposing position, Winnipeg should not be the capital of Canada. It's Ottawa's Rick Curry. Rick, you have 2 minutes, starting now.
Thank you. Thank you, my fellow Canadians. Hello, Lions, let this Christian speak. I got to hand it to my esteemed opponent. He's sounding like a politician already. I've never heard of a more ill-conceived notion since the Save the Jets campaign.
Order! Order!
Bottom line, I have many similar points except the exact opposite. Ottawa is already the perfect location for Canada's capital. A politician can flush $1 million down a House of Commons toilet, and the money naturally already flows straight to Quebec. I do agree that the power of the West is rising. Alberta and BC are producing Canada's two largest exports to the States, oil and pot. But it only means that Alberta and BC will be the ones that are separating soon. And after that happens, the geographic center of the country will be Ottawa. And not to mention, moving the capital would be a slap in the face to Queen Victoria herself, as she was the one who chose Ottawa as the capital. So she chose Ottawa because the capital needs to be secure and defensible against outside invading forces, as my partner said here. And I'm sorry, Winnipeg is not. In 20 years from now, when global warming has completely melted the Arctic ice cap and polar bears start roaming the streets of Winnipeg looking for food, we have to have a by-election every time an MP takes out his garbage. And that's 20 years in the future. In the meantime, be happy with what you have already, Winnipeg, and thank you.
Yeah, Rick Curry, Rick Curry. Well said. Man, this is a hot one. This is a hot one. All right, you guys. Well, now it's time for the bare knuckle round. Here's your chance, debaters, to attack your opponent's argument and inflict some capital punishment. This isn't question period. I want to see some blood on the floor of this house. Give her!
I know my worthy opponent is from Ottawa, and like anyone from Ottawa, he's going to try to win you over with lies and false promises.
See, that's exactly it. And this is why you don't want to be the capital. You get painted with this brush, right? Yeah. Everybody's guilty by association. And people say there's nothing but liars and jerk-offs in Ottawa. Yeah, and every 4 years you send us more. Right? Enough already, you know? And they change things. If you had the federal government here, traditions that you have had would change. Like forever, your most famous street corner has been Portage in Maine, right? Suddenly you get all these Bloc Québécois guys walking around, and you have Portage and Hand, right? They change things. You don't want
to. We're set up to be. We've got capital buildings and everything already here. I know we're already the capital of Manitoba, but Brandon could do that. But just move. We don't have to change the street. The buildings are there. Nobody's in them half the time, right?
Exactly.
We need like two or three more golf courses, and then we're set. We're good enough.
Exactly, yeah. Like you say. If it's the money you're after, you've already got the mint, right? Just stop shipping it out.
Yeah. Right? Well, there it is, everybody. That's the bare knuckle round. Give it up to Rick and Erwin. Well said, bloody. I love it. Okay, it's time for the firing line, guys. In my hand, I have a list of questions on Winnipeg as Canada's capital, compiled by the Bloc Québécois. Okay, you can answer with facts or something funny. First, let's check our buzzers, guys. Go ahead. Nice. Rick Curry.
Oh, hang on.
That's Rick Curry right there, your hand. And that's Irwin Burr.
And now I'll try my budget.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Here are your questions. Winnipeg is known as the gateway to where? Irwin Burr.
It's in the tourist brochure. Winnipeg, gateway to Steinbach.
The audience likes it. Rick Curry.
The gateway to harder and more dangerous drugs.
That's funny. Both are incorrect, but both are very funny. The answer is the West. Awesomely funny. Okay, who is Winnipeg's largest employer? Yes, Irwin?
The makers of Deep Woods Oft.
Nope. Yes, Rick. Oh, you're home.
The Winnipeg's largest employer, the pimp on Higgins and Main.
Busy boy. Okay. Kinda. It's the government. Kind of insane.
There we go.
All right, Canada's labor movement was born in Winnipeg with what historic event? Rick Curry.
The Higgins and Maine layoffs.
Irwin Berger.
Actually, it was the Winnipeg general strike of 1919, which just the fact that everyone in the city can decide to take a complete day off work is proof that we could be the capital. I think.
Your answer, sir, is correct.
1919. So the next general strike is 2020.
Right, of course. Yeah. It's the champagne strike.
Yeah.
In terms of transportation, Winnipeg is unique among large North American cities in that it does not have what? Oh, Irwin Berger.
Sober bus drivers.
It's a great album name, Sober Bus Driver. A system of freeways within the urban area. Yes, okay, that is correct. And that is the firing line. Well done, fellas. Rick, I think you're winning them over. You're winning them over here. I feel it. I can feel it.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Doing well. Listen to old cocky over here. Everyone's over there going, yeah, you're doing good, kid. You're whatever. Good. Okay. Well, it's almost time for our studio audience to choose a winner. Debaters, you have one more chance to make your case. It's time for your final summations. Rick, you're up first. You have 1 minute, starting now.
Okay, in closing, I would just like to say, although it sounds like a good idea, really, you know how the government works. If we were to move the capital, they would find the most expensive and probably least efficient way to do it. Maybe they would dismantle the parliament buildings one by one, brick by brick, and have them transported here on Rick Hansen's lap. You know, he could go up and down the Trans-Canada on his government in motion tour, right? Maybe, yeah, don't let them come. Don't let them change things. Be happy with what you have. It's for these reasons that I say not only should Ottawa remain the capital, but I believe the Manitoba legislature should also move there.
Rick Curry, nice. All right. Okay, Irwin Barker, you have 1 minute starting now.
All right, the best place for a new capital would be Winnipeg. Part of the reason is that Americans have no idea where Winnipeg is. In the old days, you'd fortify a city with walls. It's all changed. It's on paper. Now, whenever I'm in the States, and I have to explain to Americans where Winnipeg is, I say, go home, look at your map of the United States, and Winnipeg's exactly where you put the thumbtack. Okay? So by their own American-centric thinking, they've hid Winnipeg from themselves. So for that reason alone, perfect place for a capital. And just one other thought. Winnipeg has shown Ottawa this year that the one thing that Ottawa thought they had over everyone else truly belongs to Winnipeg, and that is the world's longest skating rink.
Yeah! Irwin Berger! All right. Well, you've heard their arguments. You might be a little biased, but both had valiant efforts. And it is time now for you, the studio audience, to make your decision by applause. Who thinks Rick Curry had the best combination of funny and fact? Okay. And who thinks Irwin Barker had the best combination? I don't know. Rick Curry? Irwin Barker? Irwin Barker is your winner today! Rick, know you love them.
It's the Debaters on CBC Radio 1. Hey, anybody listening out there? Let us know. We're the Debaters at CBC.ca.